the Gemara Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Let's review again a little bit because we have to continue. We have a concept of a Gavra Ktivo. The Holiness are Trefo. If a person is a Trefo and somebody murders him, there is no Einish Misa because it's considered that one killed a Gavra Ktivo. The Gemara previously had quoted the Machlokes Satanayim between Rabbi Yehuda ben Hizkiyahu and the Chacham. What's the din if one person shoots a victim and then another person shoots him and he dies earlier than he would have otherwise died? So the Tanoim had a Machlokes, but the second one is, the first one is not Chai Nisa because the second one was Kirev Es Misas, but the second one is Chai Nisa. Now what's the Machlokes? Whether if you kill a Geisis Bidei Odom, whether you chayv or not. If you kill a Geisis Bidei Shemayim, a person is old and sick and is holding by Ksisa, and somebody kills him, so a Geisis is Kachai L'chom Vat, or a Geisis is Chai Nisa, even though he only has a minute left to go. It's also called Ritzicha, but if you kill a Geisis Bidei Odom, that's the Machlokes Satanayim. So the Gemara says, Hakom Loidim, Hargis HaTreif Vashu Potter, because he's the Gavra Ktiv. Okay. So then the Gemara continues, just like a Hargis HaTreif, if I kill a person who is a traitor, what's the definition of traitor? So I mentioned last week, that's a major Machlokes HaRishonim. The Shittim Kubetzis in Baba Kama Adav Chobov says that it's to be determined in accordance with Masechet Kuvot, based on what's called a traitor by the behemoth, the same thing a traitor by other. And the Rambam writes explicitly that it's not so. That all those rules and regulations of which sicknesses make the animal into a traitor, that you're not allowed to eat it. So there, the Rambam writes in Ilchus Macholos Asuris, in Ilchus Chitin writes that you ignore what the doctors have to say, whether the doctors think the animal is healthy, not healthy, you're going to live, not going to live, doesn't matter. But when they get to Ilchus Ritzeach, and the Rambam calls this thing, Hargis HaTrefer is Potter, there he says, what's the definition of a trefer? If the doctors determine that this person is not going to live more than 12 months. That's the definition of a trefer. So that was the question. So let every Gersis be a trefer. Gersis means a person is not holding by God, that the process of death has already begun. So that's the problem exactly. We're not sure exactly how to define treifa according to the Rambam. According to the Shittim Kopetzis, we understand. According to the Rambam, we're not sure. So again, so the Gemara says if one kills a treifa, or just a treifa is potter, because he's a gavra ktiv. And we mentioned last week, if a person has a Gemara Din L'Misa, so there was a Gemara earlier on that line, based on where the Gemara said that he's also considered a Gavra Ktivo, and therefore you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So should you say the same regarding a Trefo? If that person has a condition, and his doctor says he's going to die within 12 months, then it corresponds to Yeridea, who calls Trefus. Mechal Adeus, the person is a Trefo. Bein Shitas HaRambam, Bein Shitas HaShitim Kubetzis, he's a Trefo. And then he takes sick on Shabbos, and he has another couple of weeks, another couple of months to live. So you say, because he's the Gavra Ktilo, and a Hargain and Eregol, if someone kills him, he's not Chai Misa, so you're going to say that the Koch Nefesh is not Dech Shabbos, like by a Gavra Ktilo, Mishinig Madin, or Miso. So that's a Machlok Yitzachreinim. And Rab Chaim Moizer and Achia, the Paskin is the way we all know, that we rush the person to the hospital on Shabbos also. In other words, that just because two people are Gavra Ktilo, doesn't mean that they're going. And just because Gavra Ktilo, the status of Gavra Ktilo by both Mishinik Madino Lanisa and the Trefa leads you to believe that a Hargain and Meragola, if someone kills him, you're not Chai Mitam or Tzeach. But the second step that appears on the Rafine Basin and they said, you're not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos to extend the person's life, that does not carry over to the other Gavra Ktilo. That doesn't carry over to the Trefa, even though he's also a Gavra Ktilo and they share the first din in common, they don't share the second din in common. Okay, so that's what we discussed last. So then Ligmar has another step. Omar Rabba, Harigas HaTrefa Potter, because he's a Gavra Ktivo, and then a Trefa Shaharach, Shaloi B'Shnei Bezdin Potter. A Trefa who murdered someone else. Why is he Potter? But he killed a person who was not a Gavra Ktivo, he killed a healthy person. So Ligmar explains why, because when somebody is Harigas B'Shnei Bezdin, then we apply the Kuala to Shmi Gedoyle Miriyo, so if Rehu Bayom, if the Bezin of 23 are watching in the daytime, so there's a Riyaz Bezin, so there's no need to have Kabbalah status. But if Rehu Balailo, if there were not 23 Dayonim Smuchim sitting around watching this murder, the act of murder, so then you have to have Edus, and Edus has the Kuala to Shi'i Ati Ochel Azima, is not Kosher Edus. So here, Atrefa Shaharach, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin. So who can possibly testify? Whoever is going to testify, if you'll be mazim them, it'll turn out that they gave Eidu Sheker, it's not true, he won't be able to punish them. Because they were attempting to kill a Gabrik Tila. Because they were attempting to kill a Gabrik. If the Eidim were testifying against the Trefa, if it's true that he did the Avera Chil Shabbos Bal and Shisi Shabbat Avera Zon Gabrik, whatever he did, so okay, so give the Trefa an Einish Misa. But if you'll be mazim the Eidim, it'll come out that they were attempting to kill him then. When they call the Kol Trefa, attempted to kill a Gabrik Tila. If they kill a Gabrik Tila, they're not chai. So if they attempted to kill a Gabrik Tila, Kol Chaim, they're not chai. So the Gemara says, the Meila, Trefa Shahara, is by definition always going to be Eidu She'iyat Yachal Azim. Why did, that's what we learned last week. But the Sahari Bifnei Bez, and the Trefa Shahari Bifnei Bez, and then the Halacha says, like the Shnei G'day L'Miriya, you don't require Kabbalah Seidus. The Riyaz Bezdin can substitute for the Eidus. This Bezdin is better than Riyaz Tegan, so then the Bezdin will administer an Anish Misa. You see, from the whole discussion in the Gemara, the whole gist of the sugya, that you don't, why not say a simple svar? If the fellow's a Gabrik Tila, Trefa Shahara, if he's a Gabrik Tila, to what shach to say we're going to administer Mitzvah Bezdin? He's already a Gabrik Tila. Even if we're going to give him Tila straight to Erech Chenik, it's like taking a dead body and throwing stones at him, like taking a dead person and choking him. If you already consider him a Gabrik Tila, so the answer is no. You see from the Gemara that we don't consider him a Gabrik Tila the whole Dina Torah. The Gemara said, let's say, Habo Aleshus Ish, and one of them is a Trefel, and one of them is a Nigma Dina Lemisa. They're going to say it's a Gabrik Tila, so it's not called a Gili Arai, it's like having Tashmish with a dead body. So the Gemara says, no, you don't say like that. Mao the Tema, that's on the third white line, and the fourth white line on Ayin Chesmanal. Mao the Tema, one might have said, Lehevi Kamad, and Mishamish Mei is the Lifta. It's only called an Abera of Gili Arai, if they're both Dezof and Ikeba, are both living. But if one of them is dead, that's not an Abera of Gili Arai. Kamashmalon, Nishum HaNoah, Hubo Hisli HaNoah. What's the Kamashmalon? That a Gabrik Tila is not considered dead, L'chol Din HaTor. Very few dinim, less than a handful of dinim, less than five dinim that we say, Mishanik Madin HaLemisa, a trefa is considered a Gabrik Tila. One din HaHorvein and Eregol. Sometimes a din is that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deich, and that very case. There are very few halachas. And this is not one of halachas, apparently over here also. Why not say he's a Gabrik Tila, so it's not shaykh to administer Nisim's Bezmus, he's even more. You don't say like that. It is shaykh to administer Nisim's Bezmus, L'cherit, so far. Gemara may not back out in another deadline, but so far the gist of the sugya is that it is shaykh to administer Nisim's Bezmus, it's just a promise, Eidu She'iyat Yachal Azim. But then the Gemara has a further discussion, what's the din of a short trefa shahara? What's the din of a shor shel odam trefa shaharag? A shor shaharag is odam is the original sharanisko. Shor shaharag is odam gets kilo sharanisko. So what if the shor is a trefa? If you have an odam who is a trefa and he kills someone else, then you cannot administer Mises Bezin. Why not? Because it's Eidu She'iyat Yochel Azim. Because if the Eidim would have killed him, they would have not been chayv. If the Eidim just attempted to kill him, they attempted to kill a person, that if they would have killed him, they wouldn't have been chayv Mises. For attempted killing, for sure there's no Einish Misa. But that whole explanation can't apply, that explanation, Eidish Yatechel Azima, that doesn't apply to a short trefa. What's it mean if the shore is a trefa and the bezin will administer Misa's bezin? And then you'll be mazin the Eidim. Mazin the Eidim. So what do they try to do? They get Misa? They don't get Misa. They pay for the hefset or shore. The shore is worth $1,000. So it's kashizam, lapsed up, and they were trying to give skilu to be mafsid the balabas. Sure, you don't say since the Basisma Kashizam Lasis La'ochi, you only give Kashizam what he attempted to do to another Yiddish person, but he attempted to cause suffering to the shore. You don't say, he tried to give skila to the shore, so we give him skila. That's not Yachi. You only give, he tried to be Maxid Mammon to the Bala shore. The shore is worth $1,000, he's going to give skila. He's going to be Asabah, no, he's going to lose $1,000 worth of the name. So you say, you make him pay. That's what Taisa says on the last two lines on the dot. That by shore, if the shore is a trefa, lo shayach. You cannot say that it's Eidu She'iyat Yachal Azim. No. Vim hu's mo'eidu m'sham v'me a shore trefa, l'abad v'alpeh. How much the shore was worth? A shore trefa is not worth the same amount as a shore kosher. So you'll pay how much the shore trefa is worth. So the svara, the explanation, the reasoning Aveda she'atechol azima has no application by a short treifa shahara. The certain has no application by short shell adam treifa shahara. The bal hashor is an adam treifa. So what should I have to say over there? Aveda she'atechol azima has no application at all. Nonetheless, that's what the Gemara develops. The Gemara says, Shor shel odom treifa shahara patur, my time ha. That's about 10 lines from the bottom of the daf. The Amar Rav has a machlekes b'Rabashi. So Rav says, Shor treifa shahara, if the Shor himself is a treifa and he kills an odom, so you do give the Shor a skila. But if the Bala Shor is a treifa, then you don't give the Shor a skila. What's that? If the Bala Shor is a treifa? My time of what's the balashar makes the place a rov. I'm a rov. I show you talk about gambol of yumas. It's a gzeres hakasav. The only time he gives skila to the shore is the gambol of yumas. If it would have been possible to give misus bezin to the balashar, a little bit along the lines, not exactly. That's the next mandam is going to say kemisa ban kafisa shore, but he says a little differently. He says hashor yisokel, provided that the balashar is such a person to whom he could have administered misus bezin. Baal HaShor didn't do anything over here. He just didn't do anything. He was negligent. He allowed HaShor to run wild, to run loose, and go kill a person. But you don't give Einish Misa to the Baal HaShor, maybe you give Misa B'Deish Shamayim. But you don't give misus bezin. Nonetheless, since the Baal HaShor is an Adam Treifel, and you wouldn't be able to administer misus bezin to him, why? Because of a reason, because of a side reason of Eidish Yachal Azimo. So then you don't give the Einish Misa to the HaShor. To Ech, the Kvinu Be'er Gambol of Yuma, Kvinu Be'er HaShor Yisokel. If the mice of the Poel Mamish, you cannot administer Mises Bezin to the Baal HaShor, we're not holding by administering because the Shor killed. But if theoretically, if he would have done Abba Dezar, whatever, we would have given him Misa, then you can give Skila to the Shor. And Ravashi disagrees with Rav, and he holds, not only do I agree with you if the Baal HaShor is a treifa, even if the Shor itself is a treifa, he also holds that the Shor doesn't get a minus Skila. Why? I feel the Shartrev and Amshar Potter, my time came to the Bailam Havi theory, that's Kemisa Baal Kach Misa Shor. Since if you would be judging the Baal HaShor, he would be a traitor, you would never be able to administer Mises Bezin to a person who is a traitor, because it's always going to be Eder Shartrev and Azimah. So too, if the Shor is a traitor, you also cannot administer Mises Bezin. Wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. If the whole reason is because Eidah Shliach Yochel Azimah, what we learned so far, what shaykhus does it have? How can you say Kemis Abayim Kach Misa Shor? Let's take a little bit, take a look in the bottom text. Place to see a comment. How can it be a machlokes Rav and Ravashi? Ravashi, they both agree that if the Baal HaShor is a treifa, then you don't give Mises Bezin to the Shor. Because of the drasha, Shor Yisokel, provided the gambol of yumas, if the Baal HaShor is such a person who can sometimes suffer an oynish misa bezin, then he gives. Okay, that they both agree. And the machlokes Rav and Ravashi is the yedarshin kamisa baal kach misa shor. Just like if the bailam is a treifa, you don't give the bailam misa. So if the shor is a treifa, you shouldn't give the shor misa. Fractais akasha. Everybody knows the yedarshin kamisa baal kach misa shor. Everybody knows that. We had that. No, on the first day. Didn't we have on the first day that the shor on niskal? In order to determine whether the shorer is chayv skila or not, you need a bezin of 23. It's not sufficient with a bezin of 3. Why? What's been in the bushes? And the answer is, yeah, kamisa baal kach misa shor. And then there's a gemara in Bava Kama, also Taisus quote. The last Taisus on Amar Aleph quote. There is a gemara in Bava Kama that's talking about the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanim. The Shimon and the Rabbanim, that's the next Mishnah. And Ayin Ches Amid Beis. The bottom four lines on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, is Miskaven, this Mishnah is talking about Hilchos Retzeach. We did Skila Sreifa, and now we're doing Saif. Saif is the third. Skila going down in descending order. Skila is the most common, Sreifa is next, then Saif is the next, and Chenik is the lowest. Skila Sreifa, Herod Chenik. So Saif is the next to the... He's dead anyway. Bottom line, he's probably going to be dead. But in the Madregas of Mises Bezin, that's the third from the top. So who gets Saif? There's only two people who get Saif. The Retzeach and Anshin Eri Dachas. That's the whole story. And the Mishnah is, the Mishnah mentioned, Retzeach and Anshin Eri Dachas get Saif. That's the line above on the base. And then we're going into the details. The Retzeach, we're still holding in the middle of the details of Hilchos Retzeach. So the Mishnah has the following. What if he's Miskaven Lach? What if he's Horegas HaPema? Horegas HaNochri? Horegas HaTreifel? He's not Chai Mises. Horegas HaTreifel, we just had, the Gavak Tilo. or he kills a laba, kills a nekel who's not a bar kayola. Berges hanekel is also a garbage people. You know, chayd misa. So what if he was niskaven largas habema the hargas oven? Niskaven largas ha'akul, the hargas ha'yisroel. Niskaven largas hanekel, the harg bar kayola. The Mishnah says also not chayd. Also not chayd. But you see from the Mishnah that niskaven the hargas there would be chayd. There are two people over there. There's Reuben and Shimon. So one is a good friend of his, and one is an enemy of his. So he wants to shoot such face of the enemy. So, and he's not such a good shot. So he shoots the friend. And they warned him, don't shoot the gun. You may kill him. You may be high. He says, I don't care. Give me this. And then he shoots the wrong one. So he says, Kavalak is how Yisrael, Bahar Yisrael, Achir. What's within in such a case? So the Mashmois of the Mishnah is that Yechai, you don't even need a Mashmois. The Mishnah says later, this Kavalak is there, Bahar is there, is Chayim. And then the Mishnah ends off, the left two lines of the Mishnah, on the top of Ayin Chesem and Aluf, the last two lines of Shimon Oimer, Fidus Kam Haragazel Haragazel, is also Potter. Machlech is Shimon and the Rabbon. What's the din of this Kam Haragazel Haragazel? The Gemara asks, about 10, 13 lines into the Gemara, where it says, Dvorim Yutes, and the Torah Ora. So the Gemara asks, my time of the Reb Shimon, that's on Ayin Chesem and Aluf, like two-thirds of the way down the dot. Three-fifths of the way down there. The Gemara asked, my time at Rav Shimon, has Rav Shimon no such a deal? The Skab Lahari Zev Lahari Zev Potter. Oh, my God, the Yor of Lod, you call my love. It sounds like I'm gunning out to kill the Afki Ruvin. It's actually Skab in Lod. Skab Lahari Zev Lahari Zev Potter. I, the Rav Bona, how did the Chachamim, the Rav Shimon, make a statement in Skab Lahari Zev Lahari Zev Chayev? They hold on in the Skab Lahari Zev Hapema, it's Akum, it's a Nefo. So on. But this Kamala Harga Zeva Harga Zeva Harga Zeva, what did they do with the puzzle? The Aura of Law is the Kamala Law. Doesn't it sound like Achi is Kavan Loi? I'm with the Berab Yamim. No, it's a different thing. Pratla Zora Gevan Lego. What does it mean? There are 10 people standing around, and he throws in a rock, and he doesn't care who it kills. And they're eating with Nachum altogether. He doesn't care. And then it turns out that he killed me. So the puzzle says, the Aura of Law, the Kamala Law, Achi is Kavan Loi, means only not. Is he attempting to kill Reuben, then he killed Shimon, but he attempted to kill Abachi Reuben, and he succeeded in killing Abachi Reuben. What do I care that he switched from Reuben to Shimon? The Rabbanon hold that Yechai. But the Rabbanon do patur in this case. There are 10 people standing around, and he shoots a bullet, but he throws a stone, attempting to kill one of them, and he doesn't care whom he kills. So since some of them are Nachrim, so the Gemara is going to be patur. Greg the Gemara, Ekudami, what's the case? If all Ben Ayin, so it's Kavan Harag Zev Harag Zev. It's a Chacham Hog Yuachai. He doesn't care who he kills. So that's even better than more than Kavan Harag Zev Harag Zev. He doesn't care whom he kills. So of course he's going to be right. So some of them are Israelim, and some of them are Anochim. So the Gemara Freh Mechtechidami. What's the case? Ilei Moif. He should say Dikatim Shekusim the Echad Yisrael Ben Eihem that the Rova Kusim and one of the Yisrael. So I need a pasuk to say that you're not chayim. When they warn him, when the Einim warn him, don't shoot the bullet, or don't throw the rock, you're going to kill somebody. The yards are 9-1 that he's going to kill an akum. So the yards are 9-1 that he's not going to be chayim nisa. So that's not a good hasroah. The shas mice, when they gave the hasroah, the rove should indicate that the hasroah is not a good hasroah. The rove is that it's going to not going to be chayim nisa. Technically, there will be kuzin dinu. I should say on my own, on a posting, I should say on my own that it's not Chai Mitzvah because the Hasroah was not a meaningful Hasroah. Inami Palgu, what if it's 50-50, what if it's 5-7 or 5 Akum? So the Gemara says also, Sof in the Fashis Lachal, it's a Sofik Hasroah. Hasroah Sofik sounds like it's not good. Paisis and Ksubis, there's the Kash. Hasroah Sofik is at the end of Makkah, at the end of Chulin, it's a Machlek Zadiechen and Ishlokish, but Hasroah Sofik Shema Hasroah, Lash Shema Hasroah. We'd be really passing like Rabbi Yechon. I'm passing like Rabbi Yechon, but Hasroah Sofik, Ishmo Hasroah, this is a good Hasroah. So why did the Gemara say over here that Hasroah Sofik Lashma Hasroah? So that's the word Sanakash. That's the problem.
But why does it have to be Hasroah?
Well, I'll explain in a minute. I'll explain in a minute what I'm talking. Yeah. I didn't explain it yet. Let's get to the punchline. Zog the Gemara, Lo Tzricha. What do you mean the pasuk? According to Rav Shimon, the pasuk says, "V'arav loy v'kom alav." He's gunning out to kill this individual person. That emphasis is to teach us that this kaveh laharav is that harav is that pasuk. But the Rav Shimon is kaveh laharav is that chak. So, what is the emphasis in the pasuk? The pasuk means to say, if you have a goal, you have a group of people, 10 people, and 9 are Israel, and one is an akum. So at the time that they warned him, don't shoot a bullet, the odds are 9 to 1, you're going to kill Israel. So even though the rule is that it's a good asur, he's going to kill Yisrael, since it's Kusi Echad, the name, Havala Kusi Kavua, the Kol Kavua can machta machta tell me, this pasuk is the marker of the institution of Kol Kavua. What says Kol Kavua? So the Gemara, the end of Yuma, and after Peidala, the Gemara says, if all the people are standing still, then you say that the Kusi Echad is Kavua. If all the 10 people are walking, the 90s, and then there's not, then don't be enough Kavua. Then you talk to Dugo Basarab, you say the odds are 9 to 1 that he's going to kill a Yisrael. So it's a good Asura. Here is a Machlaikas Rishonim. What happened? What's the case? This is the issue that you're raising. What's the maneuver over here? I would have thought, if not for the Pasuk Larab, Allah will come Allah, I would have said Pshat. I would have said that Allah should be Dugo Basarab, the odds are 9 to 1 that he's killing a Yisrael, because only one Akum. So the Pasuk tells me, since they're all standing still, and the Miud is standing still also, so I say, Kol Kavua, Kamachta, Machta, Don, and I say, it's a Sufik. What do you mean, the odds are 9 to 1? What's going on? So some Rishonim interpret Pshat in the Gemara, he shoots a bullet, and we see that someone is dead. I know he's dead, maybe he just fell down, maybe he's wounded. Let's say the 10 people are standing right next to the ocean. He shoots a bullet, and he falls over the ship, and he falls into the ocean. He's starving. No way that he's alive. So we know for sure that he killed one person. And then the boat goes off, and we never ascertain whether he succeeded in killing Yisrael or killing Yaakov. The Sam Rishonim say that that's the Meduber in the Gemara. I would have gone Basarai, since the odds are 9 to 1 that he's killing a Yisrael. So I would have given him a Einish Misa. Even though I never ascertained with this, I ascertained that he killed somebody. But I never have a Yediyah Vadoris that he killed the Yisrael. It's just the odds are 9 to 1. It's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Not a Ruba de Issa Kamon. A Ruba de Issa Kamon. I'll have 10 people I know. For a fact, the 9 are Yisrael, and Maman is an Akum. So I would have given Oynish Misa based on a Ruba de Issa Kamon. So Kamashmal on the Pasuk that this is not treated as a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Since everybody's standing still, I say, Kol Kavua, Kamakta, Lachta, Dami, I consider it as if it's a Sufik. So it's a Sufik if he succeeds in killing Yisrael or he killed an Akum. So since it's a Sufik, huh? Sufik, Lefasha, Slofa, you know from the Hitzi, Lehoek. That's how Rashi writes. Rashi in Ksuvas on Daf Tezvah, when the Gemara says Sofik Nefashos Lachmil, the Rashi says, Rashi writes like that, and the Rashban, and Bava Basra, Cheskes Abbatim also writes like that, that the Klal of Sofik Nefashos Lachmil is based on the Yitzilohed, and the Tosis in the end, the last Daf, and the first pair in Ksuvas, Daf Tezvah, I think. But it's a fake Takasha, why do you need a Pasuk, the Yitzilohed, to tell you that Sofik Nefashos Lachmil? You would have thought on your own Sofik Nefashos Lachmil. Take the rise of Lachumer, have a Sofik whether the name is Chayt Nisus Bezen, so let's give Nisa Nisofik. Really? Have a Sofik and have to shake a lulav in an asterisk. So shake the lulav in an asterisk. On the first day Yom Tovit Asurik, and the rise of Lachumer should shake it. Have a Sofik if I should administer Nisus Bezen to the person. So he says, Sofik the partial Sofik, are you killing me? Sofik, that's ridiculous. So Tezvi says, why did Rashi and the Rashbam, why do they need a Pasig to indicate Sofik the partial Sofik, are you killing me? It's common sense dictates like that. That's pikuach nefesh. Maybe you're killing an innocent person. How can you kill me? So, what do they need a pasuk be tzilu edom? That's Rashi and the Rashbam right like that. But the achrayim in yeshivas, not achrayim. In yeshivas, they say that the vart is based on the pikuach. They say the vart is that sofik nefoshes lahakil. If you're not sure whether the person is chay miso or not, it's not just that he's potem miso nisofik. No, he's potem miso betoras vaday. The tzilu edom tells you that there's a vaday to it. My nafkimina, very kavakol, you're not going to kill him. What's the difference to Madreita him to Madreita him? Where the Sofik Nefashis Lachal is potter from Misa Batara Sofik, of Sofik Nefashis Lachal is potter from Misa Batara Svada because the Yitzil Oredo. So the nafkimina is for Kamalevi de Rabbine. But the Prima Gordon says that Kamalevi de Rabbine applies, even with Manazeh, even when Lamaisa, you don't give any Yonish Misa, that's Tanda Bechiske, that happens to be in the top of my intestinal day. If a person did two pa'ulas simultaneously. He did Chil Shabbos, and he made the Hezek at the same time. Now you understand, if you give him the Yoynish Mitzvah, so then you don't make him pay the moment, that's the Pasuk in Chumash. He says, it mustn't give an asat and never stachas nefesh. If you kill the mother of the Uber, then you don't pay the Mabel others, because that's the original mocker of Kamla with the Rabbinim. But what happens if he doesn't get the Yoynish Mitzvah, this man says, you don't get an Yoynish Mitzvah for doing any of it. No one's getting a Yoynish Mitzvah. Did the Aver of the Shoigig, or the Hasra, or something like that. So that's Kamla Bechisbe, that they still say Kamla with the Rabbin. What happens if the person doesn't get an Einish Misa Misafik? We're not sure whether to give an Einish Misa. So misafik, you don't give him the anish misa. So do you say you make him pay mammon or not? So hamaytzim achaver olav harayim. Maybe he really is chayv misa, and maybe he's part of a mammon. So he's muhsik on his mammon. The man who we're discussing whether we should give misa or not, so hamaytzim he's muhsik on a mammon. So you say hamaytzim achaver olav harayim. But if the behind that the tour Rashi and the Rambam quote the pasuk beitzilo edo. So what they probably mean to say, what perhaps they mean to say is, can't say probably, perhaps what they're driving in is to say that suffering the Rosh Hashanah is a p'tur b'taras vadai. So once it's a p'tur b'taras vadai, so then he'll be chayv to pay the mammon. That's a Rabbi Hanan Basman is quoted in the Shiur Mabal Basman, in the Kedem Shiur, that's a Rabbi Hanan says. That's the pshat. The only significance, only need for that pasuk to tell you that suffering the Rosh Hashanah, Taisa says on the last daf in the first paragraph, I would know on my own suffering the Rosh Hashanah. What do you need a pasuk for? So it must be that pasuk is telling me that Solomon the Pasuk Lachal is a Ptur B'Taras Vadai. It has to do with the Sugya later. We will have to get to it about the Shoshin Mishkayev Nisu Shin Isar B'Shvar Macherim. That's an Ayin test on grace. We'll have to get there. There's more. There's more discussion based on it. If it's a Sufik, but it's Chayev Nisu, if he's Potter from Nisu, he's Sufik. So if it's only a Sufik, maybe he is Chayev Nisu, maybe he's not. So on the mammon there's a suffix. So you say hamoritzim achaver l'varal. You can't make him pay the mammon. Maybe he is chayv misa. But once you have a pasuk that says v'yitzil ho'edah, whenever there's a suffix misa, there's a p'tur b'toras vadai. So p'tur b'toras vadai. P'tur b'toras vadai. Then there's room to argue. You can still think like what the Rabbah Hon. There's room to argue and say that since the p'tur misa is b'toras vadai, so then there will be a chiyuv tashulman. The part of the bechiski cannot apply there. Because it's vaday not chayv. It's vaday not chayv nisa for doing such an act. Oh, so this is the shaila. What's the case? What happened from the beginning? We said if it's tisha nachrin and one yisrael, he said, why do I need a pasuk to say that he's not chayv nisa? The war of love, you become a love. Achis kavin lo, prat muzar kevin legof. He throws him, he shoots a bullet at one of 10 people. He doesn't know whom he's going to kill. So he's not chayv nisa. So the Gemara said, what do you need a pasuk for? The odds are 9-1. That he's killing in the heart. What do you mean the odds are 9-1? What does that mean? So some Rishonim Lorem Shad, it's Machloek and Rishonim Lorem Shad. Some Rishonim Lorem Shad, we never find out whom he killed. There are 10 people on the boat, and one of them falls over into the ocean. We know he's gestorben, he's dead. And then the boat goes away. We never find out whom he succeeded in killing. And that's the whole Medubra in the Gemara. And your assumption is that you follow, if the odds are 9-1 that he is Chai Misa, 9 Yisraelim and 1 Akum. So if not for this pasuk of Kol Kavua Kamal Tam Achadam, it would have said you give Oynish Misa based on a Rubid Misa, come on, the odds are 9-1 that they kill a Yisrael. So the pasuk tells me the odds are not 9-1. Since everybody's standing still, they're not moving, so I say the Miut is Kavua has more Hashivas, so Kol Kavua Kamal Tam Achadam, I treat this as the odds are 5-5. It's not 9-1, it's 5-5. So it's back to suffering the Fashas Lach. I don't know if he killed the Yisrael or an Akum. And other Rishonim say, no, what are we talking about? The Rambam writes Mefurish this way. The Rambam writes, you cannot give an Oynish Misa based on a Rubid Yitzhi Kamon. The Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bidyo, we must have discussed it already. I think we must have discussed it the first daf in Ben Sora Mora. And the Gemara said, when you go Basaroi, then Dina Nefashis, so the Raivim was mafig on this Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Isuri Bidyo, the Rambam quotes in Mishnah, if you find a baby in the street, you don't know whether it's a Yiddish baby or a Goyish baby. You can't tell. So what's the din? So the Mishnayos say, if it's in here, that's the last daf in the first paragraph. So this is what the Mishnayos said. Oops, what anything? So the Mishnah says, if it's in the middle of Borough Park, in the middle of a flatbush, middle of Yiddish and Eagle, so you go past the Rav, you assume that it's a Jewish baby. So it's in the middle of Indiana, in the middle of Texas or something, or other parts of New York State. So then you go Basaroi, but the people who are able to give birth, the women who can possibly give birth in that area, so if the Roi Bagmanoshim, Avriyas Lahalud, are Anachim, so you assume the baby's a God. If the Roi Israelim, so you assume the baby's Israel. So then the Rambam writes, the royal, he's up to, in his opinion, this little baby, let's say, the Barapah, Flatbush. So someone adopts the baby, they raise the baby, so you do a bris with a bracha. You assume that by a baby is Jewish, you don't have to do a gerus, misafik, you go basaroi, the right women are Yiddish. You assume the baby is a Yiddish. If there's a tergan, which have to make a tikkun aden. You don't know if it's a tetrach. So you do a bris mila and you send the kid to yeshiva, and he gets bar mitzvah, he gets married, and he gets smicha, he learns the yeshiva. Everything is fine, the Rambam says. But if he gets married and his wife is mezana, then he says we can't administer an einish mitzvah because we always have in the back of our minds that dad, maybe he's really a goy. So the Rambam says, how can you give if he's a goy, then she's not an exorcist. If a goy marries a Jewish woman, there's no thesis kedushin. So the Rambam says you can't administer mitzvah bezin based on a ruba de yisikama. It's impossible. So the Rambam asks, what is he talking about? But the Gemara says the Pharisee says you do a baser right, need a ruba de yisikama. So that's what the Tzafnas Paneah and others discussed. How did the Rambam understand the Gemara that he can come up with such an idea? But there is a whole group of Rishonim who think like the Rambam that Ruba the Yisakamon is not sufficient to administer an Einish Mitzvah. So how do you read the Gemara here? The Gemara says on Dafayin Tes, if there are 10 people and nine are Yisrael and one is an Ochri, and I shoot one of them and we never find out who I killed, so I would have said on my own that he gets an Einish Mitzvah because the odds are 9-1 that he killed the Yisrael. What do you mean? The odds are 9-1. It's a ruba de isa kamon. You give an einish misa for that? How can it be? So they understood pshat in the whole Gemara differently. No. There are 10 people and he shoots one of them and the odds are 9-1 that he's going to kill the Yid. And then later on after he succeeds in killing somebody, we check and we find out that he really did kill a Yid. And that's not under doubt. That's the vadois that he killed the Yisrael. But the question is, was it a hasras vada or was it a hasras sofri? So if the odds were 9-1 that he's going to kill a Yisrael, so you go Basar Reif to label it as a Hasras Vada. But once you say that all 10 are standing still, nobody's walking, that's called Kol Kavua. If the Miut is stationary, only within Kaimai, then it's called Kol Kavua. So Kol Kavua can Machza or Machza Domi. So then you say the odds are not 9-1 that he's going to kill Yisrael. It's a 50-50. If the odds are 5-5, that's the Xeris HaKosu. The odds are 50-50, whether he's going to kill Yisrael, kill an Achri. And so Asafik is no good. And that's the problem. Says, what do you mean Asafik is no good? But we pass from our Lachle, like Rabbi Yechanan, Machleis Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish, in the very end of Chulim, in the very end of Makkah, so he is repeated in both Mesichtas, where the Hasra Asafik is Shema Asra, Baal Shema Asra. So the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that Hasra Asafik is Shema Asra. So why does it all of a sudden say over here that Kol Kavua Kamach Tamach Sadami, so therefore it's Hasra Asafik, so it's no good. What do you mean? But Hasra Asafik is good. So some Acharonim wanted to say a teretz on the Rambam. The Rebbe Yehuda says it's teretz. The Rebbe Yehuda has a mitzvah, such a shtikol teretz. Then he says, "Ad kan lanechlu kol Rabbi Yechanan Meishlokish." And the end of Makis, it's in the third parak in Makis. The topic of the third parak in Makis is Elohein Halokim. Who gets Malkus and who doesn't get Malkus? So Rabbi Yechanan Meishlokish happened to be talking about Asva Sotik by Malkus. And the same thing, the sugi in the end of Shiloh HaKam, the last parak in Chulin, is also the same sugi that appears in Malkus. Shiloh HaKam is a Lavanita Klesi. When does he get Malkus? When doesn't he? Sometimes Lavanita Klesi, you do get Malkus. But Machlekes, when do you get Malkus? Before the Babit, Makimah, Makimah. So the Gemara has there this Machlekes of Lechem Shlokish by Malkus, but it has Glossal and Glashmasa. But by Nisa, there the Nadi Gemini says, no, there's no Machlekes by Nisa, everybody holds the Astro Sophic, Ishma Astro. It's Lachma Astro. So then we understand how to read this Gemara. That's what the Navi Yehuda says. But that's the later Acharonim they ask that this against the Gemara. The Gemara says the famous that the issue has Hasra Sofek, the Machlokes Amaroyim, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokesh, is really a Machlokes Hatanoyim. By Hikozeh, the Chozeh, the Hikozeh, Kilozeh, the Chozeh, the Kilozeh, the Gemara has a case. A woman gets divorced from her husband, or the husband dies, whatever. Well, we have to bump them off. Then there wouldn't be anything. Let's say the woman gets divorced from her husband, so she's not supposed to remarry for the first 3 months of Hatchone. In case she'll have a child later on, we should know who the father of the child is, whether it's the first husband or the second husband. So once in a while, people violate dinim, but did the Rabban. Once in a while, people violate din the Rabban. So the Mishnah is having in the middle of Yivam is what's the din? The woman goes and she remarries. And she has a baby, and we have no way of telling. So make a blood test, make a stomach. Now you can't figure out based on DNA. But let's say in the days of the Talmud and Amram, had no way to figure out who the father of the baby is. So the suffix, which one is the father? So if he hits this man, there's a dina makkah over the imam, it's chayim nis. What if he hits this one? He's not chayim nis because suffix nefashis lokal. If he beats up this one, Sofek Nefashu Slava. What if he beats up this one, this Sofek Slava, and they say, don't beat him up, because if you beat him up and you beat him up, then Mimonab Shach, you're going to get me. So he said, I'm not beating them both up now. He beats up one. And then he later, he's ready to beat up the other one. They say, don't beat him up, don't give him a Mahakola, don't be Moitzi Dam. It's going to come out to be a Vada out there, just beat up the other one. He says, I don't care. So Tika Zebachaz and Hika Zeb, a Kilo Zebachaz and Kilo Zeb, the Kabbalah of the Imoi is Kilo. So he curses the two fathers, Shaloi Bevasachas, Bezeh Hazeh. If he does Bevasachas, it's a Hasroah Vada. But if he does Bezeh Hazeh, so then the Gemara says Hasroah Safi. So it's a Machlek is Satanai, and the Gemara links it up with the Machlek of Yechamish Lachmish. The Gemara is the Feirish. If the Machlek is whether Hasroah Safi is a valid Hasroah or not, is not restricted or not part of the Nebuchadnezzar. Not limited only to the case of Malkus, the Machlokes was even by Nisa. The Machlokes of Lechemish Lokesh is which Tanit and Paskemai. Usually that's rare to have a Machlokes Amarayim when the same thing that the Machlokes Tatan. Once in a while you have a Machlokes Amarayim. Which Tanit should you Paskemai? So it's the Feirish that we Paskemai Krav Yechanan, that Hasro Sofik, Shmo Hasro, Dein the Nisa, Dein the Malkus. And what's the Gemara talking about over here? What does it mean? You can't say the odds are 9-1 that he killed the Yisrael, we would have given an Einish Misa. No, you don't give, according to the Rambam, you don't give an Einish Misa based on the Ruba the Yisrael come on. So it means that we ascertain later that he did kill the Yisrael. So what's the whole issue of 9-1 versus Kokavu? So the answer is no, but Hasra, was the Hasra, Hasra Sofi, was the Hasra, Hasra Zvada. So we would have said that 9-1, the odds are 9-1 that he killed the Yisrael. So therefore it's Hasra Zvada. So the person tells me the odds are 9, are not 9-1. Since the Midot is standing still, everybody's standing still, Kol Kavua, Kamatza, Matza, Dami, so it's 50-50. So that's a tell. And if it's Asroa Sofik is no good, Asroa Sofik is also good to give me, even if it is 50-50. So that's what Taisha thinks through this Maklazer, to explain what's wrong with Asroa Sofik. But this is the famous Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. We have a pasuk. The pasuk sounds like the Orav Loi V'Komalov, that you only have a punishment for Itzicha if it's premeditated murder and he's planning, gunning out to get this person Bimiyuchin. So Shimon understands the Kipshuto. If Miskaven Laharog Ezev Harog Ezev, it's not Chayv. The Rabbanan disagree. There is no such din. They have a pasuk. They have a pasuk. More quotes the pasuk. We'll soon do in a minute. The Rabbanan and Rav Shimon have a pasuk that indicates that the Skaven laharoges and laharoges is chayv nisa. So what do you do with this mashmoris with the premeditated murder? Or of love, come on. No, that goes on Zarek Evan Vagolf. You have 10 people, 9 Yisrael, and 1 is an Akum. I would have thought that it's Asroas Vadai based on the odds of 9-1. So the pasuk tells me, Kol Kavuk, Amap, Udami, it's not. It's a teller, the Rami has the kasha, the Chdusha Rani, and then the Nice Ketam on the Rami has the kasha. The Raman pasuk is like Rav Shimon. That this kaveh laharog is level harog is there is potter. So once you've already used up this process, the orav loy become a law about she's kaveh loy. Kratman is kaveh laharog is level harog is there is potter. So where do you know this was in of kol kavul kamachta amachta zami? So you're going to say it's a chumra midirabonan to say kol kavul kamachta amachta zami? Why did the chachamim never come up with such a din? We don't understand when we learn your day. When you learn the gemara ksubis, you learn your day. No one understands what this whole din of kol kavul is all about. Some Rabbonim printed books to explain mathematically why it's correct. The Pashtus is that it's some kind of a Xeris HaKosha. We don't really understand. Well, how do you explain Kol Kavul Kamach Lamach Lamach? We don't really understand. So it's not a svara. It's not something that we would say on our own. Xeris HaKosha. So what's Xeris HaKosha? Once you pass like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon already used up the words of the Pashtus, or Lava Kamavala. Falcon's cotton lagers are larger than that. So how does Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, how do you know there's a din of Kol Kavul? According to the Rambam, how does the Rambam know that there's a din of Kol Kavul? And Paskin's ball? He Paskin's Reb Shimon's din. The Rambam Paskin's like Reb Shimon. And he Paskin's like the Rabbana. So that's a problem. That's a problem. There's another problem that arrived. It was massing on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam Paskin like Reb Shimon? Yochid the Rambam Lach Gran. What's that design you found? Why should the Rambam Paskin like Reb Shimon? It's the first line of Perik Dalit, Hilchus Retzei, Rata Shmiras Nefesh, Amiskabein La'ar, Gazel La'ar, Gazel, Potomim, Mishu's Bezin, etc. Amar Avram, Kerep Shimon, who? They know Allah, Kerep Shimon. Why should the Raman Paskin all of a sudden like Kerep Shimon? So that's, they arrive at Tassel. But then, there's more. I want to give the background of this Tassel, I'm going to get back. Then there's more. The Gemara continues here. The Gemara says, That's a different Rav Shimon. And then there were three Rav Shimon and Gamliel. So because the Mishnah says you got to know, because he had a lot of kashas on Rambam, we had that in the third period, in the Boira. So the Gemara says, Kalmok, Mishnah, Rav Shimon, Gamliel, Mishnah, Serenu, Allah, Kamar, so except for Chutz Mi'or, and Tzim Mirai, Achron, they're right. So then the case Mishnah has kashas, there are Rambam, where the Rambam passes against Rav Shimon, Gamliel, was opinion quoted in the Mishnah. So the case Mishnah says, but you got to know there were three Rav Shimon and Gamliel. So Allah is only like one of them, so daf and this in history, to know which Tana is he carrying on a debate with, to know which Rav Shimon Gamliel he's talking about. No, but this is Rav Shimon, this is Rav Shimon Baichoi. This is a different Rav Shimon, not Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is Rav Shimon Baichoi. Here the Gemara raises another pasuk. And this machlek is Rav Shimon and the Rabbanu, and in Skaber Larg, Zed Larg, Zed Eschaiv HaPapa. So the Gemara says, well, there is a pasuk in Mishpatim, where an Ayin Tesam Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Where it says Shmos Chaf Aleph in the Torah Or. So the pasuk speaks about ki inatsu hanoshim v'nokhu isha harua u'meisu yoladeha. The two people are fighting and accidentally they push a pregnant woman and she falls and she loses her baby, she loses the woman. So the pasuk says v'nasam b'flimim, the one who is responsible for killing the Uber has to pay the mevaladais. It says lebal ha'isha, says you pay to the husband of the woman. The Gemara says b'kama, it's not so. You pay to the father of the baby, who is not necessarily going to be the husband of the woman. The Gemara says he paid to whoever is the father of the baby. You pay to the mevaladais. So then it says it must that lo yosam. If the woman doesn't get killed, only the baby, the yotzer liyadeh, the baby gets killed. So it says, lo yasam, onish v'onish v'nasam v'flim. It wasn't yeh, if the woman gets killed, then it's come like the rabbinate, v'nasat v'nefesh tachas nefesh, since yichai nis is fulfilling the isha, so you don't come with the rabbinate, so you don't have to pay the mevaladeh. So this pasuk teaches us many things. First of all, it teaches us the din of come like the rabbinate. Secondly, it teaches us explicitly a harigas ha'uber is not chayiv nisa. That's what we have. The Gemara in the earlier parak in Arba Nisus had a whole sugya of dinim of b'nei noyach. So the Gemara said regarding a ben noyach an akum shaharigas ha'uber, so the akum is chayiv nisa and killing an uber. How do you know that a goy anochri is chayiv nisa for abortion? So the Gemara says, yeah, what was the pasuk in Chumash Bereishis? Shafeh dam ha'adam ba'adam dam ha'yishak. So the pasuk pshat is shafeh dam ha'adam kama. If you kill a person, ba'adam dam ha'yishak. Ba'adam means ba'at the eidim, ba'at the dayan. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Shafeh dam ha'adam ba'adam. If you kill a person who's inside another person, an uber, dam ha'yishak. So how did the Gemara know to restrict that pasuk that it only goes to bnei noach? How did the Gemara know? It's a Mishnah Nidu that if you kill a tinik ben yonechod, Yichayiv Nisa. The mashmaos of the Mishnah is that if you kill an uber before he's born, he's not even a tinik ben yomo, but then you're not Chayiv Nisa. How did the Tanoim know that? Maybe that pasuk, Shafer, Dam, Adam, Adam, Dam, Yishafer. True, it's at the end of Parshas Noyach. No, it says you know. Yeah, but how do you know it's only to B'nai Noyach Dafkin? Maybe it applies even to Israel also. So the Achrenim. So the Neiri says, and the Achrenim will say like that, from the Parshas Megalodonus. The Chumash says that there's only come over the Rabbani, it mustn't be here. When it's happened, never stops. Never. If you kill the mother, then it's come over the Rabbani. But you kill the Uber, in lo you ask him if you didn't kill the mother, then Onish Yonash Kashi Yashahel Babalisha would ask him if you make the Chayvel pay the Mei Lotus. Why do you have to pay the Lotus? If he's Chayvel Nisa for killing an Uber, so let it also become over the Rabbani then. Let it also become over the Rabbani. So you see from the person that killing an Uber, you're not Chayvel Nisa. Okay. So you see from the pasuk that in the din of coming with the rabbi, you see from the pasuk that killing an uber, there's no chiyuv nisa. Then the Gemara says, you also see from the pasuk, this kavin laharagazeh laharagazeh is chiyuv nisa. No, it says the masan yiyeh, if he killed the mother, also benasata nevshtav nash, but he wasn't out to hit the woman. It says ki notzvah nashin. He's fighting, Reuben and Shimon are fighting with each other. We're not for Yishahara. And then accidentally they bumped into the woman and she got killed. So how can you give an Einish Mises Bezen for killing the woman and instead of a whole Kamla with the Rabbinate? What kind of Einish Mises? But it was this kavanah haragazeh baharagazeh. So the Gemara says, from this pasuk you see, this kavanah haragazeh baharagazeh is chayiv, and we have to interpret he not from Hashem that the mitus shebemisa hakasav medavet. That's the Gemara's lashon. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the mitzus. Mitzus means fighting. Ki natsu anashim. The pasuk talks they're really fighting. They're out to kill each other. Ki natsu anashim means they're out to kill each other. They're not free shahara and they killed her once a year. When that's hard to never stop them, this kam naragazel baharagazel is chayiv nisa. So the pasuk reads well according to the Chachamim direction, who think, who hold la lachem is kam naragazel baharagazel is chayiv nisa. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, it's kav l'argazel l'argazel, it's not chai nisim. So even if you'll interpret ki notzu anashim means the mitzu she the mitzu, even if Reuben and Shimon are trying to kill each other, and then but not for Yishahara, that part is accidental. He's not aiming at the woman. So how can you interpret it when it's not a nefesh? Tachas nefesh? How do you read the pshat in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, Elul Reb Shimon, that's five lines from the bottom of Ayin Tes Amenal. But if you hold like the Tana Reb Shimon, that is Kavan Lagazel Haragazel, is not Chayiv Nisa, so how do you read the whole parasha in the Bible of it? It says if the woman gets killed, then you're Chayiv Nisa, then this comes maybe the Rabbi Nisa, you don't pay the Bible of it. If only the Uber gets killed, the woman doesn't get killed, so they're killing an Uber, it was an Avera, but there's no Enish Nisa. So there's no complaint with the rabbinate. So Frank Digamore, what kind of complaint with the rabbinate? Ella the Reb Shimon, five lines from the bottom, I'm buying testament and olive. I have an assassin time shnevish my obid lay. How does he read the Pasuk? And the Digamore Mammon. Say that you pay woman who kill the Rebbe, that's where Rebbe says. They find the Rebbe Yavin, the Tavis and Tavis Nefesh, means woman, okay. But then the Gemara says, on Omid Beis, Omar Rava, the second line for the Tav. The following Brisa, the following famous Brisa, Tana de Bechizkia, the Brisa that was from Chizkia's Yeshiva. Everybody knows this. Taisa says, it's such a famous Brisa, it's quoted all over in the Gemara. The Gemara always quotes this to imply that's the halacha. Taisa says the Ratanoim of Baba Kama who disagree, but that's not the accepted opinion. Those are disagree. This is the accepted opinion. Look how many places it's quoted. It's over here. The Kama da Haidala, Baba Kama Lamed Hek, Silvis Lamed Hek, Lamed Hek. It's quoted all over, and it's accepted. Lahal. Tanav Echizkin means, not only do you say, Kom Levi Dirabin, if Lamaisi, you're going to get the Yonish Misa, what about this Manazeb? And nobody gets any Yonish Misa. What if it was Bishagi? What if it was Bali Hasroa? So you still say, Kom Levi Dirabin. Baby Shagik Baby Mason. So Rabbi makes a comment. Hi, the Tana de Bechizkia, the following famous Brisa of Tana de Bechizkia, Mafkim de Rebbe, Mafkim de Rabbanan. It's in disagreement with what Rebbe just said, and it's a disagreement with what the Rabbanan said. Because the Brisa says that we apply Kamle with the Rabbanan by Miskavan Aragazeb, even though there's no Eidish Misa, because Miskavan Aragazeb, Aragazeb is Pata from Misa. But you still have to pay moment. So the Gemara says that Brisa is like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds his kav l'argazel haragazel is patur from Misa. The Rabbanan holds his kav l'argazel haragazel is chayiv Misa. So how can the Brisa apply Tana de Bechizkia even though you're not chayiv Misa? You are chayiv Misa. And then it's against Rebbe because Rebbe is talking. Rebbe we just read on Amud Aleph. It says he's not on Hashemim. The Misa should the Misa cross him without Reuben if Shimon are out to kill each other, and then neither succeeded in killing each other. They killed the third party. They killed a woman. So it says, "Menasata nefesh tachas nefesh." So what does it mean? So like the Rabbanan, the Reb Shimon means, you give the Einish Misa bez, and it's kav l'argazel l'argazel, gets an Einish Misa. But according to Reb Shimon, it cannot mean Misa, because it's kav l'argazel l'argazel, not chayiv Misa. Menasata nefesh tachas nefesh means, you pay the moment. But if you all from Tom and the Bechizkia, so why do you pay moment? He killed the Shoigim. So it's not hard to raise it. He killed the Shoigim. That's what the Gemara says. Omar Rava, the second line from the top on Amud Beis, the following famous brisa of Tana de Chizkia that appears in so many different places in Shas that is accepted. La'alacha, even though there are Tanoim and disagree, but this is the accepted opinion, is the Loike Rabbanon or the Loike Rebbe. The Loike Rabbanon, because the Tana de Chizkia is assuming by Niskam Larg of Zebahar of Zebah that you're not Chayiv Misa like Reb Shimon, but it doesn't go like Rebbe either. The Tana de Bechizkia says that you're potter from Mammon because he's still saying Kamle with the Rabbanan. is not good. That's what it says. You look in the Rambam, so the Rambam quotes Tana de Rechizkiya. Rambam here, they tell you where the Rambam quotes Tana de Rechizkiya. On the top of my test on the Dreis, by the letter base, in the Rambam, so they tell you where. But nonetheless, Perek Dalin Hilchas Chayvo Halacha Hei. In a few places, there are Rambam quotes, but in that specific Halacha, Perek Dalin, Halacha Hei, and the Rambam writes the following: Hanoigeh Feso Isha V'Yotzu Yiladeho U'Meiso. If I cause the death of the baby and the death of the mother, but then he says, even though you killed a woman B'Shegeh, and there's no Einish Misa B'Toyal Mamish, that's Tamla Bechizkiya. So the din is Lachila Kakaz B'Shegeh U'Meise, V'Zav Shei Shechiv Misa's Dezdin. The fortune and our tashlum. People be chayim malchi is shogig him. That's why he did malach on yonta b'shegi. He chayim adam b'shegi. The chayim malchi is shogig him. We say come live with the rabbi that malchus papas from moment also. But if the malchus, the avera malchus, was not b'shegi, that's the machlis that we're having shlokish and stubus and elam nairis. And we pass them that tanu mechizki only applies to Misa. Does not apply to malchus. The shlokish are all. The malchus and Misa the same thing. The tanu mechizki even applies to malchus. And we accepted opinions like Rabbi Yechon. That's also the moral. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon is shlokish, they evolved it in the later generations, and they decided the din is always like Rabbi Yechon, except for three cases. That's the beginning of Perek Acholitz. And Yivam, there's only three cases very shlokish wins against Rabbi Yechon. There are more than three cases. But the Gemara says there are only three cases where we pass like the shlokish in the answer here. So the Rambam says Tana de Chizki only applies Chai Yilisa Shegigim. If he did an Avera, which if he would have done in the Misa, he would have been Chayim Misa. If he would have done it in Mezen, he would have been Chayim Misa, but he did it in Shoge. So that's Tana de Chizkiya. Fine. So then the Rambam says, in Halach Revov, Perek Dalet Halach Revov, in Chayim Lamazik, Bameh Dvorim Amurim. When do we apply the Tana de Chizkiya only if he is Kabeh Bekim Le'ishra, but it was Bishoge Gov Lihasra? But what if it would have been this kavan laragazeh b'harigi? He not so anoshim, like the Chumash says. He not so anoshim. Reuben and Shimon are beneath Shimon and Yitzchak and Mudabedeh. They want to kill each other, and then they accidentally kill the woman. It's this kavan laragazeh b'harigazeh. So the Rambam passed in the first line in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Retzeilah. The Rambam passed his line like Reb Shimon. The Rambam says we don't know why. Why did he pass like Reb Shimon? But the Rambam passed like Reb Shimon. This kavan laragazeh b'harigazeh is possible. So what happens is Reuben and Shimon are trying to kill each other, and then accidentally they kill Isha. It's kind of like the Lord is there, is potter from Isha, but would you have to pay this maybe blood or not? So you should say, come live with the rabbi. That's Talib Mechizki. So the Rambam writes, no. But maybe Lord Amur in the Shin is Kavin La Isha. He intended to kill Isha, but it was B'Shemi. Or the Li Hasro of his man Hazeh, where you don't get the Yonish Misa, so you still say, come live with the rabbi. Ablam is Kavin La Chaveiro. Not so much. Reuben and Shimon trying to kill each other. The dog of Hesalisha, Afal Pishenes, the Hoyo, the Hemisa, the Loy Kavana. Since he killed the Loy Kavana, Hareze Kedosh, Ingo Mises Bezn at all, on the Shalom Demei, the Lord. So the writer says, what in the world is he talking about? What happened to Tana de Bechizkiya? I can't read the word yet. First of all, he says, why does he pass on like Reb Shimon? We don't. That's the same Hasoga in Perek Dalet. Why does he pass on like Reb Shimon? We should know like Reb Shimon. And then he says, Kasha number two. What happened to the Tana de Chizkiya? It should be the same as Tana de Chizkiya. No, it's okay. You look at the writing. That's what he says. He has the two kashas. He says, first of all, why does he pass on like Reb Shimon? He should pass on like the Rabbanan. And secondly, why isn't this covered with Tana de Chizkiya? That's how Modna the Gemara says, Hi, Tana the Bechizki, Omar Rav. Here, the second line from the top. Tana the Bechizki is in contradiction to Rebbe. No, if the Rambam passed him like Tana the Bechizki, so he shouldn't pass him like Rebbe. The Rambam passed him like Rebbe. When a Sata Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh means Mama. But you do pay the Mama. Chayva will mazi. Perek Dalet Halacha Hey, and then he goes Halacha Vav. So the Rambam says, if Niskaven La Isha B'Shoyeg, Anegev said, Yisha v'yotza yuladeho u'meisa, the woman died. Achol pishroha yashog yureg in killing the woman. Arei zepatman atashlomi v'dozen perei. Megulod is enim shalom klum. Shenemar v'chilakta bin shayim l'meizit. That's Tamad v'chizkir. V'amed v'ar mamur ma'lachavod. V'shenizkabim l'ha isha. Avol im nizkabim l'haveru v'nokav eto isha. Afal pisha neisa. It's nizkabim l'arag is ever harag is desa v'yipata. No. If you kill the shayim, you're also pata. More potter than that case. You don't even apply to the Bechiskia. Why? Apple Pisha Mesa Lisha Hoyle the Hemisa Beloy Kavame. The other case was also Beloy Kavame. No, but this is more. I really think Kadabashame on Mises Bezn at all. Not Mises at all. Well, Mishavam the Megalodah. So the right it is. Omar Avron, Loy Machub Raham Milsa, Diki Rab Shimon Azla. So why did you say all of a sudden over here there is Chanam? So Akasha, the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara, the second line from the top of Ayin Tes on the base, says the Ferish, Hai Tana the Bechizkia Mafke Midi Rebbe and Mafke Midi Rebbe Mafke Midi Rabbana. He said, if you're like Tana Bechizkia, then you're not Chayt the Ferish. It's Akasha on the Rambam. Then the Rambam has, there's another Kasha on the Rambam. That's where we're in the middle of a Tesis, and where are we? We're on Ayin Chesam and Al. Yeah. So we left off in the middle of the sentence. The Gemara had a din of Kinesis Havan Kachnis Ashur. Right? That was the first mission in Sanhedrin that base. But in order to administer Skila to Mishar and Niskal, Shahar and Sodom, in order to give Skila, you have to have a Bethesda of 23. Even Adinim Ominous is 3, but Adinim Nefashis needs 23. And Kinesis Havan Kachnis Ashur. Just like Mises HaOdom, you need 23, so Mises HaShor also needs 20. So everybody subscribes to that. That's a Mishnah. There's no Machlokes. Everybody agrees. What does not apply? We had a Gemara before. There are Sora Chilukim de Momenes Linefashis. Here we had a Mishnah, Lamed Beis HaMadal. There are some Divin that they have in common. Echad Dinim Momenes, Echad Dinim Nefashis, Bedrish Lachakir Shanema, Mishpetech Vadiyah Lachem. That they have in common. That you need Drish Lachakir for the Eidim. Nishpatecha Yavachem compares Mamanis with Nefashis. However, there are Asara Chilukim, they Mamanis with Nefashis. Well, we don't apply Nishpatecha Yavachem, we should have the same thing. What are the Asara Chilukim? So one difference is Mamanis is enough of Bezna 3 Nefashis, means Bezna 23. That's a formality. But then the other 9 differences between Mamanis and Nefashis are also formalities, but they're formalities that are based on the Yitzila Ho'edah. The Dinim Nefashis, Poschen, Chilul, Lizkut. And Dinim Nefashis, and if Yotzmi Bezna Zakay Mazir Masal Khaib, Yotzmi Bezna Khaib, Azir Masal Skus. And what else? You need Havana Sadin. Yeah. A whole bunch of chilukim. So Taisus paper Akasha, but you just said Mishpatecha Yolachet, that you make a Hashua, you make a comparison between Mamas and the Pashas. How come all of a sudden it's 3 and 23 is based on Sukkim? It says the fairest. This is 3 and this is 23. That's a Pasuk. So you can't say Mishpatecha Yolachet. But the other 9 differences, Poskim Luskus, why don't you say all of these dinim should apply to Mamanis as well? The Taisus says, no, that's all based on the Hitzibah Ha'idah. You have to go be Mahatach Luskus or of the Nidam. But Mamanis, it's Reuben against Shimon. So you should be Mahatach Luskus. You can't say Poskim Luskus. It's not fair to him or it's not fair to him. So you can't take any side. In the Foshas or Malkus, you're only judging one person, but it's Chai Nisa, Chai Malkus. So you go Luskus all the time. So the Gemara says, what about Shara Niskal? What if you're judging a case of a Shara Niskal? So you need Bethesda 23, Kamisa Abba, Kach Misa Shara. What about all about the other 9 differences between Mamanus and Nefashis, Poskim, Luskus? You have to tell the Shara. You have to tell the Shara, look here, if you're innocent, don't be afraid, you will not be convicted. We never punished an innocent Shara. It's obviously, you know. Hamalam Luskus, Ein Echazim, Al Echazim. So the Gemara says, none of the Dinim apply. The Gemara says all of the dinim only apply to Adam. That's on Lamed Gimel on this. The Gemara says none of the dinim apply to the Shara Niskal. Why? Because by the Shara Niskal, it doesn't make sense to say Kimisu Abayal Kamisu Shara. That's an Indian of Haksala. But that has no Shaitis. Here, Taisus is discussing, Ayin Chesem and Aleph, Taisus is discussing with the Gemara, which dinim makes sense to carry over Kimisu Abayal Kamisu Shara, which not. So Taisus says, this bin really doesn't make any sense. The carryover, if the shor is a treifa, it should be potter, like if the odom ahorig is a treifa. He's potter. That makes sense. It's our Eidah Shiyati Ochlazimo. If the Yegdim would have killed them, they would have not been chayim Yisrael. So for attempted murder, you're going to be chayim. So since the Eidim who testify against the Trefer is always Eidah Shiyati Ochlazimo, so that's why Trefer Shalharag never gets anointed. But if the Shor is a Trefer, so that doesn't make any sense. So that's why Rav is right. Rav also knows Kemisa Abayim Pachli Sarsha, but he holds that this doesn't make any sense. To apply the Kemisa Abayim Ali, to say that the Shor is a Trefer, is also not a Chet. To be sure, the Shayach, what are you going to say? Either Shayach, the Yachal Azim, and who's made him, and Shaman, the Mayah Shor, Trefer, the Bible. The last 2.5 lines in the Taisa. And nonetheless, we talk like Ravashi, that it does carry off. Dachan Pashtein. We'll see in a minute. So Taisa quotes a Gemara from Baba Kama, Daf Mem Dalet on the day. The last Taisa is on Ayin Chesmanah. So the quote from Baba Kama, Reb Shimon's din, a Niskada Mahara Gezeh, Mahara Gezeh, Machlek Zab Shimon and the Chachamim, and the Mishneh with all the Psukim, so if you should assume like Reb Shimon, the Psukim, the Or of Lavi Kamalav, that's by premeditated murder, that's by human being, but I would say, what about by the shore? I know the shore is Niskada Mahara Gezeh, and accidentally Hara Gezeh. So if you hold like Rav Shimon that Adam Shinskav and Laragzev Haragzev is Pata from Misa, would you apply that to the shore also? So the Gemara says, yeah, Kemisa Safailim, Kach Misa Shor. So Taisa says, so what do you see from the Gemara Baba Kama? That this Hekesh, Kemisa Abana Kach Misa Shor, they're written in the Pasik one next to the other. Asher Yisakel, the Gambal of Yumos. It means that you give Skila to the shore in the same way, with the same conditions that you would give Misa to the Balashor. It's the Balashor Boy Mechanis. So it's not that this hekesh was only this kabo when they get to chav gimel. It's not a hekesh. Ain't hekesh lamachza. Once you have a hekesh, goes all the way. So you shouldn't say that if this hekesh kamisa alman kach misashor was only accepted, was only nidrash when they get to one and only one din when they get to chav gimel. The adam, if he's a treifa, he's not chayim misa because there's a problem. As I think about maybe evishiyati ochal azimno. So Adrabba Rava makes sense. Rather the Rambam on that Gemara Baba Kama, that basis is calling that Gemara to show that the Hekesh of Kemis Babalakach Nisam Shor is not restricted only to one din only. It's not limited only to the number of 23 Dayanim, but it extends to anything that is meaningful, anything that is Shariah. So the Rambam Paskin is against that. If you look, the Rambam Paskin, the Feirish, we read the Rambam. The first line in Perik Dalin Hilchas Ratzecha Miskavim Hargazev Hargazev Potem in Nisvin Bezma. That was the Rambam, and the same thing over here. He wrote Miskavim Hargazev Hargazev is more potter than Shoygeg, more potter than Shoygeg, and you don't even apply Tanu Bechizki against the Gemara in the top of Ayin Tesser Bei. Here is another Rambam. The Rambam in Tzviatu. The Rambam quotes all of the dinim of Shor Shahargas Adam that the Shor is Chayv Nisa. That's in Perek Yud in this game moment. That's how he starts off. Perek Yud Allah Chal. Pshar Shehem Yitzus Adam B'chol Mokam Bein Gavol Bein Kotten Bein Nevet Bein Bein Chor Nech Atah Nech Amud Harein and this one. He keeps on giving him more and more details. Then the Rambam says, what about a Shor Shehem Yitzus Adam Lara Gezer Bohara Gezer? So the Rambam writes that the Shor is Chayim. Here. Perek Yudin, Nizke Momen, Halacha Tves. So what's the din? Shor Shaharagas Atav Heima is not Chayim. Shor Shaharagas Anochri is not Chayim. That's Kamisis Abana, Kamisis Ashra. If I kill a Behema, if I kill a Nochri, if I kill an Uber, if I kill an Ethel, so the Mishnah says I'm not Chayim. Or in this common argus, Hadrenu the Hargus Ha'odam, Lavi Kacham, Hargus Ha'Yisrael, the Nefel, Bahar, Bar Kayama, so the Mishnah says Papa, but the Rambam quotes in Baba Kama that this Mishnah applies to the Shor. Shor Shahargus Ha'Bema, Shor Shahargus Ha'Akum, Shor Shahargus Ha'Nefel, Papa, the Shor Shin is common argus Ha'Nefel, Bahar, Bar Kayama, is common argus Ha'Trefel, Bahar, Gus Ha'Sholem, is Papa. So they say, what do you mean, Papa? But this common argus, Little Hargus, is always Papa. The Gemara made a comment on this Mishnah. The last four lines that Ayin Chesan and Bey says, if you're scabbing to Allah bar chiyula, you're scabbing to kill a baim and you killed an Adam, you put them. Well, if you're scabbing to Reuben and you killed Shimon, the Mashmah says that you're chayim. And then the Mishnah ends off the last four lines. Reb Shimon Reuben is scabbing like Reb Hargazel, also put them. And the Rama Paschim is like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara says,
And the Gemara says in Bava Kamma and Daf Mem Dala, that was the Gemara that says she's quoted from me. The rest of Rav Shimon Shita carries over to Shor also. So the Raman Pas comes against the Gemara Bava Kamma also. He says, Eba, Ein Habheman is Keles, Im Hemisa, or Shor Sharvis, or Adam Zonich Hai Misa, Hacha Tiskavin Lahazik Lemish, Vichayev is all of Kiva. I was sure she had discovered Argus Havem of Argus Odom, discovered the Nochri, the Horak Ben Yisrael, discovered the Naples, the Horak Bakayom, the Potom and Amiso. That's this Mishnah. He carried over the Mishnah from Odom, Odom Shaharak, to Dame Shaharak. But the Gemara says the Mishnah is the like Reb Shimon, and the Rama Pasma is like Reb Shimon. So that's what all the Nefi Kalim point out. The Ramam apparently thinks that the Lecha Mishnah points out, that Skavin Lar Gazel, the Horak Gazel, Potter was only by Odom, and not by the Haman. It's against the Gemara and Bava Kamma. The Rambam is against everything. What's going on here? The Rambam is contradicting the Gemara and Bava Kamma and Dach Mem Dalit. But the Gemara says, Kamis Abam Kapnis Hashan, Niskav and Laragazel, Haragazel would be Potter by Shor also. And the Rambam says, Niskav and Laragazel, Haragazel by Odom is not subject to Talmud Bechizkiya. It's a Kilo, he didn't do anything. Nothing counts, and Yachayv to pay, he did the Mabel Otis. That's against the Gemara. I'm a rabbi, high time, mechiriske, mafkim with the rabbi. I'm mafkim with the rabbi. The Gemara says that you would say, come live with the rabbi, by Niskavan Argazel, Argazel. So, Bechreach, you have to say, along the lines of this Tarsus, where Tarsus was, I'm chesam and all. This hekish of Kemis, Babal, Kachmis, Ashur, doesn't always apply 100% in all the cases. Like we had the Mishnah Lamed Bey. All the dinim of Hatzolah do not apply. The Shor, the Tzilari, the Pasnish Tarai, what do you mean Tzilari, the by Shor? It's only by another. Or the same over here, Rabba holds. Eidish Yat Yochel Azima. Doesn't apply to the Shor, it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azima. What's the problem? So there's certain cases where it just doesn't apply. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma and then Dalit, as well as the Gemara here, Omar Rav on the top of Ayin Teres and Beis, these two Gemaras, both hold that according to Reb Shimon, Kaval, Argazel, Argazel, Potter, Sapturaza. You have to have a Mezid, and this is not enough Mezid. The Gemara says that we still say come let me the rabbi name. And the Gemara says he carried over to Shor. The Shor is only Chayv Nisa if he kills the Mezid. The Shor kills the Shogig is not Chayv Nisa. So even the Shor in his Kam Laragazel Aragazel also doesn't get an Einish Misa. The Ramam holds, I don't know where the Gemara is, the Ramam holds not so. The Ramam holds that the Ramam Pasma is like Reb Shimon. That's a deep dark secret that we don't know. What prompted the Ramam? Like Reb Shimon, we don't know, but the Rambam understood Reb Shimon differently from these Gemaras. The Rambam understands the word differently. That Reb Shimon Shita was not a Ptur because it's not enough Mezid. It's a Savot and premeditated murder. That when an Odom kills, that's called murder. When a Shor kills an Odom, that's Shor Shaharges Odom. It's not the same. So the Rambam holds in Skavan Laragazeb, Haragazeb, Potter. He says it's not a tour that is not enough felt mazes. It felt if it's just lacking in mazes, then he carried over to the Shor. It means about Kafnisa Shor, and then you would still say calling the Ramani. The Ramah holds no. If it's the Skavamar Gazel Har Gazel, but Chalal is not called murder. It's the whole verse of murder doesn't apply. But by Shor Shahar, it's never called murder. It's never called premeditated murder. It's a Shor Shahar Gazel. So that's why the Ramah holds that the Hekish of Kemisa Baal Kafnisa Shor cannot apply to Reb Shimon Shita. It just has no shaitas. You can't extend it to the Shor. And by Odom Gufa, by the Skam Largazel Hargazel, it's not that it's a Ptur because it's Bishoigig. It's also Bishoigig. Even though he was in Skam Largaz Ruben, Hargaz Shimon, it's still called Bishoigig. No, it's not a word Bishoigig. If it would have been Bishoigig, he would apply to the Mechistim. He says it's more than Bishoigig. The Kilo, he didn't do anything. Kilo ain't Shon Chiyav Nisa at all. Okay. So it's a local word in Hilchos Retzeir. That Adam, Shaharges Adam is a word that premeditated, I don't know exactly how you formulate it. This is Retzviche, and Shor Shaharges is not called Retzviche. So Shor Shaharges Adam, it's a different thing. So the Rambam holds that the word of Rav Shimon is, and Skam Laragazev is not called Retzviche at all. It's not called Retzviche at all. You can't apply to the Berchis. And it doesn't carry over to Shor. Right, what prompted Rambam the Shaila? What prompted the Rambam to pass like Reb Shimon? The Issa is good. Because this is such a famous Brisa, Talmud Bechizkiya, that Taisa says, all over Shas, they quote this Brisa, and it's assumed that that's the Din. And part of Tanya Bechivis is in Skavala Hargazeva, Hargazeva is Pundit, right? So maybe because this price, with this famous price, is sides with Reb Shimson. That's what prompted the Rambam to pass on Reb Shimson. Could be. Could be. So here, Daphne Taka Pashtay. So Lamaskana, though, we pass on like Rav Ashi. I feel a short trait on Namisha Harag is also Pundit. Why? Misa Balkat Misa Shun. It doesn't make any sense. Why? Taisa Seva Sakasha. It has no Shankas. So if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, when he quotes that din, short reifa shahara, now he thought, where is that? Yud and Chof. Perik Yud and Niske Maman, Allah has done. Perik Yud and Niske Maman is all that the dinim of a short shahara is other. Shor shahu treifa shaharga sanefesh, o shahoya ha shor shal odam treifa, the owner is treifa. That didn't even Rav agree. Both Rav and Rav Ashi agree. He passed like Rav Ashi and like Rav. Einem visko shenem bevegam bol of yumen, ke mis abal kaf mis ashor. And now goes the punchline. The kevin shebaglov kemeis hem chashuvin, the ein sricha nisa, harei zeh pata. Ooh! So the Rambam says, once you get to the last line, the unjish teshurim, said Rav Ashi, once you get to the last line, it's we gloy Muslim afreda that we learned everything wrong. We started off the Gemara that there is a concept of gavur ktila, and gavur ktila applies mishum big madina lenisla, and there's another gavur ktila, but the machteres is a gavur ktila, and the treifa is a gavur ktila, and then we get to what do you say gavur ktila? Most of the dinim in kolat arkul is no din of gavur ktila, he's only kinnay. So what about a treifa shahara? Shemichol is Mahal Shabbos. Is it Sharach to give him an Einish Shemichol Bezim? It's a Gavak Tila. How can you give an Einish Shemichol Bezim considered a Gavak Tila? So the whole discussion began that you don't say Gavak Tila to say that it's not Shaykh to administer Mises Bezim. The assumption was he can give a Mises Bezim. A Treifa Shahar Agazedish Yotel Hazim. I'd like to give you. It's Harag Bishnei Bezim, so it's like the Maria said, then you do give the Einish Shemichol Bezim. Fine. That's what you learn until you get to the last line. Once you get to the last line, the halach is like Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi says, a short trade for Shahara is also putter. How can it be? What is a short trade for Shahara? What is he putter? The Taisus says that Rava also believes in Kemisa Abam Kalmisa Shahar, but not going to get it to this bit, because it just doesn't make any sense. The Taka doesn't make any sense. What Pshat in Rav Ashi said? The Rambam has to make some sense out of it. Rambam says, Rav Ashi holds that there's another din in Gavra Ktila. The brother of Soloveitchik has on the Rambam at Perek Beis in Hilchos Ritzeach. He has a method that just bekiyas. That's not his style usually. Usually the brother has some analysis. He just has a bekiyas. He goes to Shas to try to collect all the Mar Mekoros, all the Mekoros in Halacha, where Gavur Ktila is a concept that's relevant to Halacha. So he quotes from Erechin, and he quotes from a few Gemaras of Sanhedrin, and Balakam a little bit. So here's another Gemara. The Rambam holds that once you get to Rav Ashi, the reason why a treifa doesn't get einish misa bezin is kemesu, ain't tzricha misa. What shach to administer einish misa bezin is not because of einish yatzir chaladim. If the reason why treifa shaharak doesn't get misa bezin is because of the side problem of einish yatzir chaladim, if that does it apply to say to the shor kemisa baal kach misa shor, then Rava would be right. The word is Ravashi is mechadesh that the agavra ktila doesn't lend itself, if he's a Gavur Ktila, it's not Shabbat to give Mises Bezin. So there is Daphne Pashtin, so why is Harag Bishnei Bezin different? Before we understood, when we started last week, we thought we understood everything. It was easy. A Treifa Shaharag is the problem of Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azima, so there's no Eidah. But Harag Bishnei Bezin, so you say, you don't need Eidah. The Riyaz Bezin can substitute for the Kabbalah of Eidah because it's better. Riyas Bezin is better than Riyas Seidin if they tell us of it. Like the Shmiya, G'dolim Riyas. The Shmiya from the Riyas of the Yedim is not better. But once the Rambam gets to the Maskonis of Gemara, that a treifa is a Gavur Ktila, and you just can't administer Mises Bezin as a Gavur Ktila, so what did the and the Rambam quotes that din also. Harag Bishnei Bezin, you do give the Yedish Mises Bezin. Yeah, but we pointed out last week that the Gemara says, Shenema, Dichsid, Babiyarta, Harami, Kirbecha. So we had a problem last week that we mapped Zichan. We had a hard time. So he said a suggestion last week with Megillah's timing. The problem was, why did the Gemara need a pasuk of Yata Rami Kibbech? Without the pasuk, it works very well. The whole chiv story of Treifa is that it, he's the Eidus Shiati Ochav Azima, so the Torah Bifnei Bez, and like the Shmig Dedim, he reads, there's no problem of Eidus. So the good, so let the Bezmi give the Eidus. But what do you need a Pasuk to be out there on the Kibbeh? So we gave a suggestion list, we gave a Yishuv. Once you get to the Maskana of Ravashi, it happens that that's Rabbah speaking. Rabbah doesn't agree with Ravashi. But once you get to Ravashi, you really understand very well why you need a Pasuk. Because if the fellow, if the treif is a Gabrik Tilo, and the Shor is also not a Gabrik Tilo, or a Shor Tilo, and an Al Gabrik Tilo and a Shor Tilo is not trying to administer the Misa Bezen, so why is Harak Bifnei Bezen? Rambam says that's a Yeritzim and Aklal. It doesn't make any sense. Harik Bifnei Bezen, you should not give Mises Bezen. He doesn't lend himself to Mises Bezen. He's a Gabrik Tila. It's a new Din. We are Tarami Kebech. We don't want to have the guy running around killing people. So we have one way to take care of these Chevre is Machnit Maso the Kippur. That's the Mishnah later on. That's the Mishnah. Hurry here, pay Aleph Omid Beris, the middle Mishnah. The middle Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Harik Mephish Shalai Be'edim. We know a person is guilty of murder, but there is a loophole, there is a legal loophole. There's always a terror why we can't get him. So the Mishnah says, so we'll starve him out to death. We'll lock him up in a prison, we'll let him die. We won't give him any food. Give him a little food. He should die in a bekavod digafesh. You know, we don't let him die from outright starvation. Oh, it's worse. Worse, okay. The Gemara says, the most is Rosh HaRoa. Give him a Misa Mishnah. Okay. Yeah. So there is a way to get rid of the people. So the Gemara answer is another way. If he's Harik Bifnei, there is din. So there's a din of Yarta Rami Kebrecha. It means it's in Gansan, not Oynish Mises Bevin. Not the way we suggest the Lesbik should really be. Loite Shneig Belemir. The answer is no. The way Ravashi holds, once you get to the Maskana, that a Treif is a Garbik Tilo, you can't administer any Mises Bevin. This is Yarta Rami Kebrecha. It's Makamir and Shishalayim and Adin. It's not the regular din. And that's perhaps why when the Rambam quotes the din of a short reif of Shaharag, see, he doesn't write Bim Harag Bifnei Bezdin Manishim also. So to write it is Masik on the Rambam. Yeah, that Rambam is in Perik Yud, in this game moment, Halacha Zayin, short reif of Shaharag is Hanefesh, or short Shalodim Treifa, even this guy just quotes Rav and he quotes Ravashi. So the Ravid is Masik, hey, he forgot to mention that if Horik Bifnei Bezdin, then you do get. So the author, what are you talking about? The whole word, the whole difference between Horik Bifnei Bezdin and Horik Bifnei Bezdin is that it's Horik Shalai Bifnei Bezdin, say the Shat Yochal Azim, Horik Bifnei Bezdin, you don't need Raiders because like the Shmig Dalamir. But by the Shor, it's anyway, a Shor trade for Shara. The Bala Shor is a trade for. What kind of Raiders Shat Yochal Azim is it? So it does make a difference whether it's Bifnei Bezdin or Shalai Bifnei Bezdin. The word is the Ramah says the word. He's a Gavrak Tilo. So what's the difference with Bifnei Bez? Aye, but the Gemara said, but the Rambam does quote the Din, Shave Shah Bifnei Bez. Yeah, that's a Biyat Rami Kebech, that's for human beings, not by David. But hey, we go Shechtit. Shech the animal. That's the Kesa Mishnah says that. Maga Mishnah says, so go Shech the animal. But if I think, you'll solve your problem. But if it's a human being, you can't just get rid of him like that. So once in a while we have a case, sometimes we'll bump them off with the Machmis Masa Lekito, and sometimes this will be. We are to make a Bechel, but we've got to make a Bechel, and in this fashion. It's a whole, the Rambam learns, the Rambam seems to learn that once you get to the Maskana, everything has to be relearned all over again. It's based on the Hekish of Kemis Zabbal, and Kachmis Zabbal. The Shor
is also
Well, the whole concept that an Odom Treifa is a Gavrik Tila, that we know by Odom. By Shor, do we have such? Do we have any halachas that a Shor is a Gavrik Tila? Do you have anything? Yeah, but this whole word that a person who is a Treifa is a Gavrik Tila, you only find it by Odom. You never find it by Behem. He's Mechadish, that the concept of Gavrik Tila carries over to animals also. Based on Kamis Rabbah and Kamis Osher. Okay, we left out another Gemara. Oh, next week, but we never will learn some more. So next week we'll have to continue about Zoymane Zoymane. There's a Rashi with a Harifis on the Gemara. We'll have to take a look. Okay. Usually there's not a flaw. Meaning he thought that this was one Avodah Zarah. He deems this Avodah Zarah. Came out to be a different Avodah Zarah. It's not a fly, it's not a fly. Chayiv. All of this Chayiv. Shabbos, sometimes it'll be mistake, sometimes not. Let's say he wanted to pluck off an apple and he plucked off a pear. That's a special din on Masasik by Shabbat because Allah Kamalach Mashav Sasatur. Especially because there's a different scene in the apple and the pear. Some people will enjoy apples, some people enjoy pears. It's different. But let's say two apples. He wants to pull off an apple from his tree, pulled off an apple from the neighbor's tree. Or wants to pull an apple from the neighbor's tree, Gamba, and he pulled off from his own tree. So that is Kamalachta, but it's all the same thing, it's all apples. So that is not called a two Masasik, only if it's a different. If these are apples and these are pears, that's a major difference. Chal Shabbat, any Avera, yeah. That's what you see from the Rambam, yeah. In this week said we read about the Meraglim. So they sound like such terrible people. So there's this famous mimer from the Sfasemer. The Spasemis, I think, quotes from the Zohar that they were really Niskavim and Shem Shemayim. The Medrash says, the Gemara has Lanitna Taralala Olechle Hamon. If you have to work for a living, how can you be Matzlech and learning? If the Mon comes down from heaven and you can relax and you have all day long, you have no Dagis Afanos and no problems, everything goes to Gishmit. So then Shachtis is Lan Taralala, keep all of it. People, Parnasa, because of Parnasa, people do all kinds of Averis. You have to give in to the boss and you have to compromise, you have to do a lot of things because Panasa. There's no Dagas HaPanasa, life is very easy. So that's what they didn't want. They foresaw they're going to make a Medina. It's going to be a Medina, the Gala Medina. You're going to have a government, you're going to have farmers, and you're going to have lawyers and doctors and Indian chiefs and everything going to be regular like any Medina. So they said that this is all going to be Gashmias, so it's all going to be Yetzirah, there are going to be problems. And they wanted everything to stay on the level of the Ruchnias Bika level the way it was in the Midbar for 40 years. That was the same shadow that came up when the Yidden were in Golos for 2,000 years. It was a punishment in Hashemayim. The Rebbe Shalom sent us into Golos. So then the Rebbe Shalom gives an opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael to make a Yiddish Medina. What kind of Medina is going to be? It's going to be with a lot of Gashmis, with a lot of Machlokes, and a lot of Chiloinim, and then not Chiloinim, anti-religion. That's what a Medina is all about, unfortunately. That's, every Medina is like that. You have to fight with people, you have to do a lot of things. So there was only people who wanted Dafke, the abnormal way of living, the Einish of Golos. People wanted to remain in Golos. In Mitzrayim is also an Einish. According to the Imam Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim is also an Einish. But to want to, and the Klal Yisrael existed with Nisim and the Flores. And the Midbar, it's also not ideal. In one sense, it was ideal. Nitin Tarla Achlema. That one sense is about. But to want to remain, to lead a life of Golos, the life of Bnei Yisrael and Golos is a mamish lemaila menatev. It's a nest that we survived all the years of the Golos. Gemara says, one sheep with the 70 wolves. It's a nest menat shemaim that Bnei Yisrael survived through all of the years of Golos. So to want to keep on living with Nisan rather than to live with Derech HaTev, that's not what the Rebbe Shalom wants. He wants that we should take a Medina, live, and have farmers and make a panas, and everything should be normal. So that was what the Sfasema said, that was the chet of the Meraglim. They meant l'shem shamayim, but the cheshbon was not correct. The ratzon of the Rebbe Shalom is, like they quote from the famous Chassidus Rebbe, "V'an shei kairish tiyuli." The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want malach, he wants human beings to lead the normal life. That's what we have to try to do in Eretz Yisrael. Kotzke, yeah. V'an shei kairish. Anyone who's interested, we have 20 copies of the Shiur Maras Alvechik and Gutin that are available. Yeah.